From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Sales of new homes are up sharply, jumping nearly 24% last month after plunging in May after a tax credit expired. The Commerce Department says the surge in buying also put downward pressure on inventory, reducing the number of homes on the market to its lowest level in nearly 42 years. Classified documents on the war in Afghanistan released by the group WikiLeaks.org without authorization suggest that Pakistan's intelligence service is helping Afghan insurgents. NPR's Tom Jelton says the White House is condemning the leak of more than 91,000 documents.
The truth is they're a small fraction of the reports U.S. commanders received over that 5 or 6 year period covered by those documents. Also, these are low-level reports. They are not top-secret reports. Still, these documents reveal the frustrating challenges faced by American forces in Afghanistan, especially in dealing with the Pakistani government. There are many reports in here of collaboration between the Pakistani government intelligence service and the Taliban insurgency, to the point that Pakistani intelligence officers are portrayed as giving guidance to would-be suicide bombers.
NPR's Tom Jelton in Washington. Afghanistan's president says 52 civilians were killed by a NATO rocket attack there last week, but NATO says it cannot confirm any civilian casualties. A former senior leader of the Khmer Rouge has been sentenced to 35 years behind bars. NPR's Jackie Northam reports he was found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity during the Khmer Rouge's reign of terror in the 1970s.
Kang Gekyao, who goes by the single name Doik, showed no emotion as the judge handed down his sentence. Doik was the commander of the infamous Tuol Sleng prison here in Phnom Penh, where he oversaw the torture and murder of some 16,000 Cambodians, including children, who were suspected of being against the Khmer Rouge regime. It's likely he'll only spend 19 years behind bars. Thierry Singh, whose mother and father were killed by the Khmer Rouge, says she's sorely disappointed in the ruling.
It's not conceivable that he could walk the street, even for 1 minute, as a free man. Anything less than 35 years is unacceptable.
Prosecutors have 90 days to file an appeal against today's verdict. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Phnom Penh.
Utility crews are working to restore power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses in the Northeast after powerful storms hit the area last evening. Mary Beth Hutchinson with the utility that serves the nation's capital says the work crews have their hands full.
There's a huge amount of tree damage, which at this time of year is definitely the cause of most outages. So a lot of damage can't even be approached by the crews until the trees are taken care of.
Hutchinson says it may take a few days to restore power to all customers. Stock prices are clinging to modest gains on Wall Street. The Dow is currently up 38 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up 10. This is NPR News. BP's board of directors meets this evening and will reportedly consider ousting chief executive Tony Hayward, although the company insists no final decisions have been made. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says attitude is more important than the specific executives in charge.
It's not important necessarily who the person is, but what BP's ultimate attitude is for restoring the damage that they have caused.
Crews are getting back to work in the Gulf today now that the tropical storm there has passed. France's President Nicolas Sarkozy has confirmed and condemned the killing of a French aid worker by Al-Qaeda and says France will not give up its fight against terrorism. Eleanor Beardsley reports the hostage was killed in response to last week's French military raid in Mauritania.
The humanitarian worker employed with an aid agency helping to improve health services and schools in Niger was kidnapped in April. His captor said he was being held in the desert in Mali. Last week, between 20 and 30 French soldiers took part in a raid on a remote militant camp in the Malian desert. They killed six militants and seized bomb-making equipment, guns, and ammunition, but there was no sign of the aid worker. Al-Qaeda of North Africa said they executed the hostage to avenge the killing of their compatriots. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Workers are repairing damage to dozens of homes and businesses in eastern Iowa that were inundated when a dam failed there. Jim Willey, who heads the Lake Delhi Recreation Association, says floodwaters overwhelmed the earthen structure.
It was enough to go over the top of the dam, and that had never happened before. We had our floodgates open. Everything was being done that could be done in the situation, but it wasn't enough. There was just too much water.
Willey says the water caused millions of dollars in damage in the area. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.